Hello, you. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Success Unscrambled. In today's podcast, we'll be looking at seven surprisingly clever reports that increases your monthly Pinterest views, as well as your monthly blog traffic. Okay, so just in case you have no idea what monthly Pinterest views are and you've never done Pinterest before, Pinterest is, some people consider it a social media platform, but what it really is a visual search engine. You might have used it before to pin your favorite recipes, to look for gift ideas, and that kind of a thing. But actually, once you have a Pinterest business account, you can use it to drive traffic to your content, your business content, as well as your blog or website. Affectionately known as Pinterest marketing. So once you've put those pins on your boards, because you've got a Pinterest business account, every day you would look at it and Pinterest will let you know the average amount of monthly views you get on your Pinterest business profile. So if you need to get a little more in-depth on that, I would include a video, the link to the video where I introduce you to tell you about my experience in my first 30 days of a Pinterest business account, where I went from zero to over 20,000 views on a monthly basis in a 30-day period. Okay. So because this one is not necessarily explaining the whole idea of Pinterest, but just how to increase your monthly views, I'm going to dive right into that. So because Pinterest is a visual search engine, like I mentioned before, a lot of business owners use Pinterest to drive traffic to their business pages. So whether it be, like, for example, as you know, you have on Pinterest, you've got pins, you've got boards, and you've got your account. And those pins would tend to make up from your, as a business owner, point of view, your pins relating to your either your blog posts or pages on your website. So once those are fully optimized, as part of the sort of whole Pinterest process, what you tend to do is to pin some pins manually every day, as well as to schedule some of those pins. All in all, you need obviously to look at reports to see how you're tracking on Pinterest and if you're achieving your goals. So these seven reports that we're looking at today, the first one is called follower growth. Next up, we've got the best time to pin report. Then we've got the idle group boards report, board performance report, pinning history, follower growth on group boards, and then finally the group board performance. Like I mentioned earlier, you'd probably use some sort of a third-party tool to schedule your pinning strategy, or to help you with the pinning strategy on Pinterest. Two of them that I use are Board Booster and Tailwind. And if you're interested, I will make sure to include a link so you can go and have a look at them. Tailwind especially comes with a free 30-day trial. I'll include a link to that in the blog post. So first, let's look at the follower growth report. So as the name suggests, once you've got a Pinterest business account, you would, over time, accumulate, for want of a better word, followers on your Pinterest profile. And when you look at the point in time report, like, you know, when you click on your look at overall view of your Pinterest profile, it'll tell you how many followers you've got on your profile. But if you look at a point in time report, say for example you've got 100 followers and you compare yourself with someone else that has, say, 10,000 followers, you kind of look and think, oh, it's taking so long for my Pinterest profile to grow. But the whole idea of the follower growth report is that it lets you know how your followers or how your Pinterest profile has acquired followers over a particular time period. It could be 30 days, it could be 90 days, it could be a year, etc. And the insight that the follower growth report does, it actually gives you that progress and a sort of a graph over time. I'm making sure I include that graph so you can see an example of what I mean. And what you're looking for in this specific report is to see if you've got consistent growth day after day, month after month, year after year. Where things tend to stall, you know, it gives you a breakdown month by month, day by day, how you're going. And if you look at the report I've included in the blog post, you'd see that I had a 326% growth rate over the past 71 days on my Pinterest business account, which is quite good. And if you look at the line, it's not sort of flat and then a sudden spike or anything like that. It's sort of has a consistent, it was a bit slow to start, but then it sort of consistently grew after a slow start. But the point is that it's consistently growing as opposed to staying stagnant. So you want to make sure you look at that because it keeps you on track and continue to let you know that what you're doing, keep doing what you're doing to continue to get continued growth. All right. Yeah, so it's so easy when you get involved in Pinterest marketing to get despondent and to lose sight of the goal. As you're probably not aware, or probably you are aware, followers is not a measurement anymore. But it's a good insight to see consistent growth of your Pinterest business account or Pinterest business profile. Next, the second report then is Best Time to Pin. And as the name suggests, it gives you an insight as to when is the best time to be active on Pinterest, basically. Whether it be pinning to your boards or pinning to someone else's boards or group boards or whatever it is you decide to do. Now, the trick about this particular report is you need to have pinned at least 100 pins in that time frame. So say, for example, you normally pin every day at, say, 1 p.m. And over the last, say, 3 months, you've pinned 100 pins consistently between 1 and 2 p.m. Then that report will bring back and tell you whether or not that's a good time to pin, because what it also checks is to see if when you're pinning, if those pins get repinned, which means that if the people who are interested in what you have to offer, your audience, is active at that time of the day, so that they will actually repin your pins, if that makes sense. A bit of a complex sounding scenario, but very straightforward. It's just looking to see when is your audience in line, so you can pin whatever it is you're interested in, or your content from your website or blog, so that they would see it in their Pinterest feed and they will repin your pins to their boards or to other people's boards, etc. That's all it does. But it's such a vital report, because if you don't know when your audience is online, then how do you know what time it is a good time to pin, to be doing manual pinning? Or even if you're using tools, scheduling tools like Board Booster or Tailwind, you know what time is the best time to schedule those pins to go out onto your boards or other people's boards. So you can see from my report, the two times that stand out most, which is 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. During a regular week. And then next up after that, then would be 3 p.m. But it seems that my audience, the people I want to target who are interested in my pins, tend to be online at that time of the day, and I should be pinning consistently around that time. What I've also noticed then with this particular report is that you can actually drill down this report and look at specific boards. So obviously on your Pinterest business account, you'd have your board with only your pins in it, and then you'd have other boards with a mixture of your pins and other people's pins. So if you want to break down and say, okay, what about my particular boards, when it's the best time to pin for my content, or if it's a sort of a niche specific pin, board. For example, if you're a fashion blogger and you pin about accessories, and you notice that people are always interested in accessories at a certain time of the day, and the board that you have access that does accessories is probably a mix of your pins and other people's pins, you want to focus on that board, see when the people, your audience, are on Pinterest and are most active, and then you can pin around that time. I know it gets kind of complicated, but it gives you a rough idea, because if you're going to do this 24/7, you'd have no life. But you want to get a rough idea as to when is a good time of day to pin, as opposed to be pinning sporadically and randomly without any kind of direction or strategy with regards to your audience. Because that's the whole point anyway. You want to get your audience to engage with your pins. Okay, so the next report then would be the idle group boards. Now, I find this particular report very, very fascinating, because one thing is knowing, obviously, when is the best time to pin, but actually, let me back up a bit. So the person who's listening here who have no experience of group boards are these boards on Pinterest that you get invited to as a collaborator to pin to their boards. And the good thing about these boards is it sort of helps you get your content in front of people other than your followers, so other people's followers. And these other people would also repin your pins. It's very difficult to get into, can be quite difficult to get into group boards on Pinterest. But once you get in, then I think I'm a part of 12 of them right now. Once you get in, you want to keep track of making sure you're taking advantage of pinning your content to these group boards. And the idle group board report then shows you a breakdown of those group boards by the amount of followers, the total number of pins on that group board, the amount of contributors on that board, as well as the repin rate. And as you can see, I have a screenshot there on the blog, just in case you get a chance to look at it. You'd see then that, for example, I have two group boards that I belong to in that particular one. Well, first to begin with, let me slow down a bit here. So the idle group boards shows me the boards that I have not been pinning to on a regular basis. So technically, that it's not necessary that the boards themselves are idle, but I'm not taking advantage of those boards. And like I mentioned before, I'm part of 12 boards, and it's showing me here that 9 of the boards I'm not really grabbing my potential. So what it does in order to calculate this, it tells me that these boards have received less than 5 of my pins in the last 30 days. And that's a lot. The thing is, I'm always careful, because I don't want to spam the boards. But less than 5 pins in 30 days, I should be pinning weekly. Well, even if I pin weekly, every 2 days, I should be pinning every 2 days to get the most out of these. People pin every day, but I don't want to spam. Some of the boards are quite new in terms of, although if they, some of them have like 4,000 followers, and probably 11 collaborators. These collaborators have not been pinning. So I have to be mindful that when I pin and I go in, I must be able to scroll down a few pages to seal my last pin before I pin another pin. Otherwise, it will look like I'm spamming these group boards. Okay, so it shows me then. So in this report, if you look in the screenshot, it shows me that I've got two boards that had a very, very good repin rate of 0.6. And then it goes down from there. And I haven't been pinning or taking advantage of these boards. And first one has 13 collaborators and the other one has 57. And in terms of followers, then the first one has about 521 followers, which isn't a lot. And then the other one has about 1,500 followers. Again, not rocketly, you know, amazing. But I have to be mindful of the fact that the repin rate on it is very high compared to the other boards. So I should be taking advantage of it. So I have to go back in and pin it. And how that increases my traffic then is that if I pin, instead of pinning twice a month, or maybe four times a month is what I'm doing currently, because I'm doing less than five pins in 30 days, I need to up my game, which means when I up my game, I get my monthly Pinterest views will actually go up. And then in turn, then I would actually get more traffic to my blog. All right. So next up, I have board performance and then together with monthly trends. So this particular one then goes in and shows me my boards. You know, it can be quite tiring, but I love Pinterest. I think it's cool. So you may not find this report handy if you have, say, 10 boards. But if you've got 15 boards or more, like I think I have, including my group, including the groups that I belong to, over 50 boards. But if I take all the group boards, then I have less than 40 boards, which is a lot to manage for you to be able to see, okay, how is this board performing? How are my boards performing? Should I make them secretive? They're not targeting my audience. Is my audience interested in these boards? So if I give you a sort of a summary of a breakdown of what this report tells me. So it gives me a list of people following, like total followers, the amount of pins per month that's either being pinned, fresh pins to those boards, or being repinned. So in Board Booster, you have this thing called looping, where you can actually loop the pin as opposed to pinning a fresh pin onto the board from a blog or somewhere else. Then I have the repin rate. So once I pin those pins to my Pinterest boards, what is the breakdown in terms of, are my followers, is my audience interested in these pins, and they're taking it and repinning it to somewhere else? So those are the followers. Duplicate pins, which is kind of important. I remember, I think it was last month, I looked and I saw that my duplicate pins from one of my board was 47%, and I absolutely panicked. Probably wasn't the right thing to do, but I did panic anyway, and I started to get Board Booster to automatically delete pins that have no activity or engagement or anything like that. And big number one advice that anyone in the Pinterest world tells you is just do not delete those pins, because you just never know when it goes viral then, and you delete it then, you wouldn't get the traffic to your Pinterest profile. So don't panic like me. But right now, all of my boards, as you can see in the report screenshot I have there, has a 0% duplicate pins. And then I have monthly trends. So the cool thing that I can mention, it tells you all the followers and if those followers like my pins, in that they are taking those pins and repinning them. Okay, the monthly trends. Next up, we look at the monthly trends. So as you can see in the monthly trends column, there is the ability to view that. And I think this is such a brilliant report because it gives you really granular insight as to how your boards are trending. So if you look at the first section of that report, at that monthly trends report, you'd see monthly volume how it's trending over the 3 month period, then you'd see the total repins, if that is increasing or decreasing. And then you would see the repin rate, if that's increasing or decreasing. And so far, for that particular board, I don't remember which board this was, I put a screenshot in there. It's doing quite well, although the volume is not necessarily going up. I think it probably was the board that I did the duplication of pins. But anyway, although the volume isn't going up because I didn't want to clog it, my repin rate is actually increasing quite exponentially. All right, next up then we have pinning history. I'm trying to get a pinning history report screenshot to stick there. It's keeping me trouble and not showing itself. But anyway, so pinning history, as the name suggests, is just showing you, like I mentioned before, board boosters. You can use board booster to loop your pins. And then at the end of the month, or at the end of every week, actually, I get a board booster report every day telling me the total number of pins, whether it be repin one, I have a sourcing board. I also have, I belong to a board booster tribe. And I also have fresh pins coming into my boards on Pinterest. So that's four different categories, as you can see there. And all of this then comes into the pinning history report that tells you how many pins that board booster pinned to your Pinterest profile, and if those pins are experiencing a good repin rate, basically. Well, very confusing, but it's quite good because if what board booster is doing for you isn't effective, then you need to tweak it. You can't just let it run for 12 months and then not touch it. You have to keep tweaking it and improving and optimizing the scheduling or the looping of your pins, just to make sure that it's actually supplying your audience with what they need. Otherwise, they wouldn't stick around. They would go somewhere else. Okay. Just trying to think. Anything else that I need to mention in the pinning history? Well, it's really a straightforward report. You'd have obviously five columns: when the pin was pinned, the repin rate, the actual pin itself, from which board to which board, and what methodology was used to publish this particular pin. So you have it. I can do by looping, by scheduling, by sourcing, like a sourcing campaign, by your tribe, for example, like I mentioned before previously. All right. So that's the importance of the pinning history report. Next up, we've got the follower group growth by group boards. Okay. So like I mentioned before, one of the strategies in terms of getting your pins in front of more eyeballs is by joining group boards. And it may seem difficult. I thought it was impossible when I just set up my Pinterest business account. But now, like I mentioned, I'm part of 12 group boards. You can get more, but you really have to ask yourself, do I need to be part of more group boards? If so, why? What is the objective to joining more group boards? Yes, you might want to get your pins in front of more eyeballs. But remember, when you join these group boards, or when you get added to these group boards, you have to make sure it's suitable for your audience, and then that you can pin pins, obviously, to those group boards that are that make sense, and if it matches your niche. So the cool thing I love about the group boards reports, or the follower group boards reports, is you check in to see that these boards are actually valuable for you in terms of if they're growing. Because obviously when you join a group board at first, you might see, okay, they've got, say, 1,000 followers. And then you can sort of, what's what I'm looking for? Monitor it over time to see if it is growing, because you don't want to be part of a stagnant group board and you keep putting pins and nobody, like the followers are just, what's the word I'm looking for? They are just not engaging with the pins. The whole point is that you want people to engage with your pins. So it's so very important to make sure you're part of a growing, thriving, engaging, a group of women that has engagement. So I've put a screenshot there in the blog post, and you can see there that this particular group board has a follower growth rate of 24.9% per month. And in that period, they've acquired over 1,000 net new followers over the last 90 days. And you can see there's a nice line of growth line on that graph that shows you. So for every group board, you can just go in, click, make sure that it's a group board that doesn't necessarily have a flat line growth, but an actual ascending growth from the time it plateaus. That means you don't have a fresh set of eyes. You just have the same people there, and there's no point putting your pins every 2 or 3 days to those same group boards, and people are not engaging with your pins. All right. So next up, then, we have the group board performance report. So how is this? You're probably wondering, how does this differ from the previous report? So in this particular report, actually, let me just back up a bit. So if you have an account with Board Boost, then you know that there is a report that you can go into called the top performing group boards by niche. I've included the one for the technology niche there, as you can see, because what I'm doing right now is a podcast and it's about Pinterest, and the only place it will fall under is either technology or education. Right. And when you see there in that one, it shows you then the repin rate, which, as you can see, is amazing. For there's one called Pinterest Infographics, has a really good repin rate of 2.6, has over 22,000 followers, and it's got active contributors of 99. And it gets 2 new pins a day. Okay, and it, as you can see, goes on from there. And what you're looking for, well, I think these group boards are quite good because they don't have like 1,000 contributors. Some of them only have like, actually, this doesn't show the total. It doesn't show the total amount of contributors. It shows the total amount of active contributors. So 154 active contributors is quite good. 99 is quite good. So the more active people are in terms of contributing, the more pins, the fresher pins that you'll have every day. For example, you have one here, like the first one I talked about, the Pinterest Infographics, has, I don't know how many followers it has in total, but the active contributors are 99, and you've got 22,000 followers, which is quite good. It means that these 99 people are constantly getting their content in front of these eyeballs. And getting into these group boards can be difficult. You can try. I've never tried because I don't want to be in too big a group, not necessarily yet. But if I, the whole point of this particular report was to look at the group board performance from a Tailwind point of view. So we're going to jump out of Board Booster for a while, and we're going to log into Tailwind. And you can see from the report I have there, it shows me more detail in terms of the previous report. So the previous report I was looking at, you can see then it breaks down, it shows you the trend of growth, so to speak. It doesn't show you engagement, repins, and all of that. It shows you the trend of follower growth by group board, whereas the group board performance shows me not only the follower growth, but it also shows me, actually doesn't fully show me the follow. Well, it does show me the follower group because it shows me the amount of people in the last, how many new followers in the last 7 days. Some of them have negative. If you look at this particular report here, some of them have negative. They've lost 4 followers in the last 7 days, but the majority of them have an increase. So it doesn't show you the trend, but it shows you over the last 7 days. And you can see there the total number of pins, the followers, and total amount of followers. The amount of repins, the virality score, as well as the engagement score. And what is really good about this is You can decide by looking at this which boards have the highest engagement. Like for this one, if you look at my first board, it has a really high engagement score of 2.38, but the virality score is only 0.2. Repins is only 1. So I'm not sure how it goes about calculating that. It only has 7 followers, which is very, very new board. But let's look at another board. So let's look at the third one down. You can see it's got 1,000 pins. It's got 517 followers. It's 658 repins, which is quite good. It's over 50%. Virality score is 0.62. And then you have the engagement score of 1.21, which is quite good. And then the second one down, as you can see there, it's got over 3,000 followers. Repins, 75,000 repins. That is just amazing. An increase in the last 7 days of 2,181 repins. Okay. And then engagement score is almost 2. So that's quite a good board. So what's the benefit of this board? It's telling me here that I've got 3,000 eyeballs to put my pins in front of it, and it's one of my most active group boards, because it has a very high repin rate. So I should take advantage of this. I should probably be repinning twice a day, as opposed to just doing it once a day, whereas my slower boards should be probably once a day or once every 2 days. So that's the beauty of this particular report. So never underestimate or never, ignore the reports that come as standard with these scheduling tools, because they are so amazing. They keep you on track and sort of help you to keep everything visible, so you know what's happening on the boards that you are on, the group boards or your own boards themselves, repin rate, engagement. Because all of this engagement and repinning and stuff all adds up, and then it increases your monthly views. It increases your monthly click-throughs if you've got the right images for your pins. Then people will click through to your website. Increases your blog traffic, and then it will be up to you then to convert that traffic into leads and sales. All right, I think that's more or less it. Really hope you found this today's podcast helpful. If you've got any questions or queries, do let me know. Put it in the comments or contact me directly. My contact page is there. And most importantly, like I mentioned, probably in the end of every podcast, don't forget to subscribe so you get access to the latest podcast when it goes live every Monday morning. And if it is that you're a business owner and you sort of need help with getting your Pinterest marketing strategy started, and helping the group boards and all of that, don't forget to take a look at my Pinterest VA offerings. I'll be happy to work with you. Obviously, there's a qualification process to make sure I can, fulfill your needs and we can work together. But I'll also include a link to that in a blog post. And that's it for today. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.